You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're starting with a new series, okay? We're talking about indeed. This is really a play on words of indeed. There are certain things na pag sinabi mong indeed, it's an assurance about our relationship with Christ. And because of that insurance of our relationship in Christ, we can also see it in also in our deeds. It will be seen in our lives. Hindi lang something that we proclaim that we're Christians and we believe God, but it will actually be seen in our lives. And our hope and our prayer is that we will reflect Jesus Christ in our lives to those who need Christ and those who are in the lost world. And so yun yung prayer natin na not only that we have security in Him, and assurance of our salvation, but it will actually be seen in our lives. And this is going to be a book study on the first John. Okay, so this next 4 weeks, my encouragement to everyone, basahin niyo yung first John. Okay, read that because that's going to be our topic for the next few weeks. And allow the Word of God to speak to you. Okay, pag binabasa natin ang salita ng Panginoon, okay, let's see. Let allow it to actually speak to you because that's the Word of God, and He's written down so that we can benefit from it and allow it to start changing our lives. In the next 4 weeks, okay, ito yung gusto nating mangyari. Okay, if we are Christians indeed, then it will be seen in deeds, in the way we act, in the way we do things. Okay, so for the next 4 weeks, ito yung pag-usapan natin. Okay, living in the light. The following week will be living in righteousness. I need your help. Okay, third week will be living in love, and the last week will be living in victory. And so, titingnan natin to yung sa buhay natin and how we're supposed to live it out. And I'm excited about this series. Okay, dahil not only will it change my perspective of who God is, but it will actually something that I can reflect on. And hopefully, na makikita sa buhay ko yung pagbabago na gusto ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. And so, I'm not gonna delay this any further. I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 John. Okay, and in reverence to reading of God's Word, I'm gonna ask everyone to stand. Kung wala kayong dalang Bible, you can go ahead and read along with me on the screen. But if you have it, that's my encouragement to everyone, is to have your own Bible, whether electronic or hard copy of it, and every day, just have an encounter with God's Word, have an encounter with God, and reading our Word and allow it to speak into our lives. We're going to be starting in verse 1. Medyo mahaba itong babasahin natin, okay, 10 verses, but that will be the full first chapter of 1 John, okay? So hopefully, hindi lang ito yung Bible reading natin for the week. Okay, we're going to start. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim it to you, the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, in fellowship, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and we are writing these things so that you, that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light. Say, God is light. God is light. And in Him, there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us give us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, once again that we have this opportunity to come into your word once again. I pray, Lord, that you illuminate our hearts and our minds with a message that you want us to hear today, that will not just be something that we will hear, but something that we will be able to live out in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you speak through me today. I am your servant that you will use today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, and not only my own wisdom or my own thoughts, but only what you want me to say will come out of my lips. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and have your seat. This is, again, a book study of 1 John. And John was First John was written by the Apostle John, and he truly had a special relationship with Jesus Christ. In some cases, sinabi niya, "I'm the disciple that he loved. I'm the one that he loved." And when he wrote all these things, it's something that he wanted to be able to pass on to us. He wrote this to the church, to believers, okay, making sure that whatever the false teachings that were going on in that place during that time, that he was making sure that it was going to be corrected. Many have claimed that Jesus actually didn't die. Okay, there were teachings that were going on. He wasn't really in human form. He was just a spirit that was with them. Okay, and John was making sure that he would correct that, making sure that we have a true understanding of who God was. Yun yung gusto niya ma-experience natin, and he's inviting the church to have fellowship with one another and to have fellowship with God. That's something that he wanted to build up in their lives. And based on that, pag na-experience sila yung experiences niya, that eventually other people will be able to experience it. And other people will declare exactly what he was declaring. And so as John was encouraging the church at that time, we're also encouraging everyone today na kung ano yung mababasa natin ngayon, na sana mabago yung buhay natin. Okay. Marami tayo gusto natin mabago yung buhay natin. Tama? That things will actually be better. Things will work out much better in our lives. And it's harder to actually live out. But here we can see that there's a difference between walking in the darkness and walking in the light. And John is encouraging everyone to walk in the light. As we walk in the light, we will experience the fullness that God wants for us. And so we're going to start here in verse 1. John expressing his personal experience with Jesus. And in verse 1, sinasabi niya, this which was from the beginning, sabi niya, which we have heard. We've heard the teachings of Jesus. Okay? Which we have seen. I've seen it in my own eyes. Sinasabi niya dyan, nakita ko yung ginagawa niya. Okay? Which we looked upon and have touched with our hands. Okay? Sabi niya, this is something that I actually experienced, and when I was with John, the same way, nakita ko siya. Okay, bu tayo ka lang konti. Okay, this is, let's say, siya si Jesus, no? And ako si John. I experienced him. I was with him. I saw him. Okay, this actually happened. Go ahead. Thank you. I actually saw him. This is a personal experience. And the same way I have fellowship with him, I want everyone to experience that fellowship. Isn't there something in you na parang, yeah, I want that. I want to experience God in a greater way. I want to experience him in my life. The life was made manifest. He actually came here. And we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest in the Son. Okay? Sinasabi niyan, that which we have seen. Paulit-ulit yung sinasabi ni John. Okay? Nakita ko to. And that's what I'm proclaiming to you. I'm repeating this to you so that you will also have fellowship with us. And when I'm reading this, I'm like, wow, yes. I want that in my life. I want to experience God in a greater way. It's been a great 20 years that I've been walking with God. It's almost 20 years by the end of the year for me. But every day, we make this choice. I make this choice every day. I am going to continue to walk in you, with you. I'm going to continue to walk in your ways. I want this for my life and for my children and for the generations to come. And I, most of all, I want this for you. The same way John is really pleading and encouraging us to experience this, ganun din para sa atin ngayon. 2,000 years later, this book that John wrote, is allow it to speak to us today. Even to this day, allow it to speak to your hearts. And believe me, this is something that we all want. Gusto ba nga natin to? Okay? And it's not an accident that you're here. There's a lot of other things that you can do today. Maybe other things, maybe more fun things. Okay, but we're gonna have fun here. Okay? But when we see this, allow it to speak to you. Allow it to touch your heart. Na ano ba nga yung bagay na to na, Lord, what are you trying to teach us today? And as we walk in His ways, we'll experience Him in a greater way. And He's inviting us in this. That's why, alam mo, hindi kami nagsasawa to invite you into a victory group or a small group or our D-Day. Okay? Because, to be honest, I can live my life as I don't mind being alone. I'm not one of those people na parang kailangan lagi akong may kasama. Okay? Although now I know that in discipleship, I have to disciple someone. And so sometimes I'll drag people along with me. Okay? But I can be alone. I can watch a movie alone. I don't feel bad. I can have meals alone. I know some people parang, ah, that's weird. No, but all is mine. Okay? Wala akong kahati. O-ordering ko yung gusto ko. Okay? Meron bang ganun dito? Kapareho ko? Again, ako lang yung may ano. But I don't mind that. But as I was reflecting on this, I realized my best memories, the most joyful things that I do in my life is always connected with fellowship. Okay? With my children, with my family, the time I spend them, with this church, with the people I work with. With this church, when I come and spend time with you on Sundays, I enjoy this. These are some of the best things. I'm allowing God to use me, and that's where actually the joy comes in, when we're actually in fellowship with one another. And so let's not miss out on this. Let's not miss out on this in the fellowship that John is inviting to him and to the church. Yun yung gusto niya maintindihan natin dito. And so that's why we're encouraging everyone. Hindi kami nagsasawa. Let's come into fellowship. It's not enough that you just come here on Sunday. Yeah, sure. I mean, we get blessed. We worship God. But it's different when we come into a smaller group of people, whether men or women. Before, I thought that I was the only one struggling with so many different sins. And then I realized once I got into a group, okay, tinatago ko pa yon. Okay, hindi ko masabi to dahil ito. Struggle ko yan, ito, ganyan, ganyan. And then we start talking in a group and say, you know what, can you guys pray for me because this is what I'm dealing with. Uy, siya rin. And then the next guy would come up and say, you know what, can you pray for me on this area because this is, uy, siya rin. Lahat ng kasalanan nila, kasalanan ko. That encouraged me. Because I know I'm not the only one. And then you start hearing and hearing them and say, you know what, I dealt with that before. That was a struggle for me before, and this is what I did. This is how God helped me in that. And so that encouraged me in opening up my life and saying, you know what, I struggle with the same thing. And we all have different struggles. And it's in a community, when we are in relationship, not just with one another, but with God, with the Father and the Son, when the healing can come in. The healing and the wisdom and the solution for the problems that we're going through. Whatever it may be, we all are going through different things. And that's what John is saying, come. Come into this relationship. I want you to experience this. And as you experience this, it will change your life. It completely changed John's life. And we can see it, that what happened 2,000 years ago, he wrote this book and it's speaking to us today. I'm sure John had a plan. He was in his family business of fishing. But when he had an encounter with Jesus, it completely changed his life. And today we benefit from it. And so that, now here he's sharing with us what his encouragement, what he's trying to encourage us. And here's in verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. This is a foundational message that we need to be able to understand about Christianity. And John is sharing it with us, that God is light. Okay, say that with me. God is light. In him there is no darkness. When we think of that, parang anong ibig sabihin nun, when God is light? When we talk about light, in the brightness of God, it's more in the context of being it in the truth. That when we talk about the light, it's also truth. That God is so bright in His majesty na it can actually be blinding sometimes. But the significant thing about light is that, you know, with proper lighting, you can see things better. Okay? Pag nagpunta ka sa parlor, the lighting is different. Okay? To make sure that the imperfections can be seen. Okay? And then they can do something about it. Tama? The women? Okay? Yung mahilig mag-parlor? Yung men na mahilig mag-parlor? Come to D-Day. We'll have discipleship. Okay? But it can be seen. You know, today, the lighting is set up so that you can see me preaching. I'm not in a dark place so that you can't see me. Because maganda yung kung ano yung nadidinig nyo, nakikita nyo rin. Okay, I'm not just hiding somewhere and claiming, you know, certain things and I'm not here. Okay? Nandito ako sa likod, nagtatago. Alright, today we're going to look at 1 John. And we're going to be studying it. Okay? Di ba mas maayos yung nakikita nyo ako? Na-hurt naman ako doon. Okay. This is better. The lighting, right? Okay, sige. Salamat. And that's what the Word of God should be in our lives. We allow it to come into our lives and to show everything. Okay, sometimes I really don't like the lighting because it shows all the imperfections. But that's when it can be dealt with. That's the only time. And so we allow the Word of God, as we read God's Word, we use it as a mirror. We look at God's Word and we read it and we say, okay, is my life, is it reflecting? Is this reflecting in my life, whatever I'm reading? If it is, then great. But if not, we make that correction. When you wake up in the morning and you look at the mirror, okay, nakita mo, oy, may tuloy yung laway, may muta. Okay, I'll go. No, you clean it. Tama? We have the mirror as a reflection so we can see the things that we need to do. Wash your face, right? Brush your teeth. Hindi nyo ba ginagawa yon? Nervous ako. Okay, we do that, right? And before we leave the house, okay, okay. Nakabotones, nakazip up, okay? We make sure. And that's the same thing with the Word of God. Since He is light, He is the truth, we allow the truth of God's Word to speak to us, to reflect in our lives. And that's our prayer, that every day we make that decision, it will reflect in our life. The encouraging thing here, and what John is saying, that in Him there is no darkness. No darkness whatsoever. Walang hidden agenda si Lord. Okay? Misa mahirap natin maisip yun na kasi lahat ng nakikilala natin sa buhay, here in the world, a lot of times parang anong angle nito? Anong gusto nito sa akin? Okay, meron ba tong, have you ever met a businessman? I mean, kung businessman kayo, and then you meet someone, they're trying to sell something, at parang, parang, sigurado ba ako dito? Anong gusto nito sa akin? Bakit mabait siya sa akin? And you start thinking all these things because there's that doubt. We don't ever have to doubt God. That's why this is so foundational for us, because it will change the way we live. If you trust God fully and you know that He's all pure, all truth, then we can give our lives fully to that. But if it's something, if there's brings doubt, there's darkness in someone, parang mahirap mag-trust with someone na parang alam mo merong mamaya, alam mo, merong mangyayari sa akin dito sa tao na to. Meron ba kayo nakilalang ganun? Sana wala sa church. But yeah, we encounter these people sometimes. But with God, everything is clear. There's no fine print. There's no, you know, parang, and there's more, plus, plus. Parang piece of air. Okay? Sino dito mahilig sa piece of air? Ako, mahilig sa piece of air. Pag lumabas yung piece of air. Okay? Because we love to travel. If we have an opportunity, we do that. So I check the piece of air, and if you do it fast enough, if the internet is going well, your computer is going well, and you find the dates, and you click it and you get the piece of air, yes! You want me to pay cash? Okay? Only to realize that the piece of air isn't really a piece of air. Tama? May plus, 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 plus. 400 for 15 kilos of your yung bagahe mo. Okay? 150 for a safe seat. Okay? Because remember, I can't sit on the middle or in the... I have to sit on the aisle. So I'll pay the 150. Okay? And then there are fees and taxes. Your piece of air becomes 6,000. Pero alam mo na kasi may fine print na siya. Okay? They claim piece of air, but the truth is, it's 6,000 pesos. Right? Should we still trust them? Should we still trust them? Yeah, I still want to travel. But with God, everything is clear. Pag sinabi niyang piece of air, it's piece of air. I want to ride that airline. Pag sinabi niyang, you know, I have good plans for you, He has good plans for you. If He says that, you know, you're going to be blessed, you're going to be blessed. When He says that things are going to go well for you, that God is working everything for your good, can we put our life in that? Can we believe that? Do we believe that? We should. Because He is true. There's no darkness in Him. Whatever He says, it is going to happen. God does not have to have a different promotion. And then it's going to be different. God doesn't have to do that. He can show Himself for the true light that He is. And we can take Him for that. We can take Him at full value. And not have to hide things. He doesn't have to do that. This is foundational for our life. That's why for me, before I'm one that would protect, especially with my family and my kids. So, pwede niyo sabihin na I'm actually overprotective. But I realize and understanding this about my God, who is amazing, He can take me at any time. Lord, wag lang ngayon, ha? He can take me at any time, and I know that my children will be secure. It changed me in the way I would treat them and in the way, you know, I would do things. I'm secure. I'm secure that God loves them and will take care of them no matter what happens to me. No matter how I am as a father. He will continue to love them and care for them. And this is something that I have to keep reminding myself. God will do a much, much better job in taking care of them and protecting them than I could. Because God is with them 24 hours a day. All the time. And if he protects them, ako hindi ko mapipigil ng gagawin ng ibang tao. I can't be with them the whole time, the whole day. Even with my wife or any of you to guard you or to guide you. God is always there for us. And that's something that we can put our life in. And so after explaining this wonderful doctrine of God being light, okay, now John is now contrasting. Okay, from one verse, he'll talk about walking in darkness, and the next verse talking about walking in light. I want us to focus a little bit more on walking in the darkness and what that actually looks like in our lives. Okay, kasi minsan sinasabi natin, ganito yung buhay ko, pero in reality, it's not that way. And so sometimes there's still darkness in our lives that we need to be able to deal with. And in verse 6, this is what about talking about darkness. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Okay, there are some claims that are being said. In the NIV, the way it's translated like this. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. There are people that will claim that they're Christians. There will be people that will say that they're Christians. They're in fellowship. Okay? They're here in this room. Okay? You're here today. And we're in fellowship. You're hearing me. We're talking about God. We're worshiping God. You're in church. And some people say that. And we can all see this. Tama? Dahil nandito tayo eh. In all the different 15 locations here in Metro Manila, Victory Churches and all the other Christian churches all around the city. Okay, we can all claim to have fellowship with Christ. But we can claim that and also still live in darkness. Paano nangyari yan? Pastor, paano nangyari yan? Well, I can claim to be a Christian and not live that way. Oh yeah, tama. Tung katabi ko. Christian daw siya. Pero inunahan ako sa parking. Kapal. We can be doing Christian things. We can be worshiping God, raising up our hands. Kapal. Nagtataas ng kamay. Kapal naman niya. Doon siya nakaupo sa upuan ko. Hindi ba niya alam? Every week, diyan ako nakaupo. Pero nandun siya, pa-raise-raise pa ng hands. You can be a volunteer in church. I'm talking about a different church, not our church. But you can actually be a volunteer. I'm not saying this about our ushers. You can be handing out candy. But every time somebody gets a candy from your bowl, it just upsets you. Candy, tatlo kinuha. Pumili pa. Kapal. Galit na galit ka. Ganun. And again, this is not our ushers. This is from a different church. This is, I love our ushers. Okay? They do a great job. Okay? Misan inaaway nyo. Pero they do a great job. Tama? You can be singing and worshiping. Kasi ang ganda ng boses mo eh. But after the song, you go home and you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. You can be seemingly in fellowship, but still living in darkness. I could be preaching, sharing God's word, and go home and treat my wife in a way that I shouldn't. I'm in fellowship, but still living in darkness. Hindi naman ako ganun, no? Okay. Agree? Okay. Okay, good. The tricky part in this is because we can be in fellowship. Pero dahil nasa dilim ka pa, you're still walking in the darkness. Sometimes you don't see it. Nandun na, nasa harap mo na. Okay? Dahil ganito yung buhay mo. Okay. Pero, sanay na ako eh. Alam ko na tong lugar na to eh. Okay, a few more steps. Even though I have my eyes closed, okay, a few more, I've memorized it. I can be in the light, but because I've memorized things, okay, I can be in, I really can't see, okay? But dahil sanay na ako dito, okay, I can live my life appearing like I'm okay, but really I'm not. We can be in fellowship. Yun yung nakakatakot dito. And that's what he's saying. That's what John is saying. You know what? That you can be in fellowship but still walk in darkness and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You're still in your sin. You're still in your darkness. And that's what religion is. It's just you're still thinking about what will benefit you instead of following what God's will is for your life. And you know what? Whatever your plans are, God's plans are even better. So we can give our life fully. Walk into the light. Okay, here's another claim in verse 8. Some people claim, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. It's just self-deception. Sinasabi mo, I have no sin. I don't. God has forgiven me from all my sins. Correct? And some people will claim, I have no more sins, so I'm not sinning anymore. Is that true? When we receive Jesus Christ, are we forgiven of all of our sins? Yes. Do we still sin? Yes. And so we continue to walk in His light. We continue to be with Him. Continue to allow Him to heal us and to cleanse us. People that claim this, they're just deceived. They don't know what the truth is. Dahil mahirap makakita sa dilim. Pag nasa dilim, hindi mo makita. That's why we have to walk into the light. Admit our sinfulness. Come to Him in repentance. And as we do that, that's when the cleansing will happen. That's when the healing can happen in our lives. Some people even claim that, you know, in verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Here's an extreme case. Sinasabi niya, walang kasalanan, I've never sinned. I actually never sinned. When you're doing that, you know, John is using a language that is so parang extreme na not only that there's no truth in you, you're actually accusing God of being a liar. Because God knows that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short. Okay, and so when we're saying, I have no sin, you know, our jails, our jail and our government, okay, it's all a bunch of people that claim that they have no sin. That they've not made a mistake. Just deny and deny and deny. Meron kang ginawang mali, na lumabas, may evidence, it didn't happen. You go to jails and a lot of people are saying there, I'm innocent. They're full of innocent people. Even though the evidence is there, even though okay, yeah, I did it. No. Ikulong mo ko 20 years. Maybe there's a few cases where that's the case. But most of the time when you go there, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. That's just self-deception. You're deceiving yourself. There's no truth in you. You are living in darkness. And when we look at this, andali nating to pinpoint other people. I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to tell you this is what's wrong with you or this is what's wrong with you. Because I know there's something wrong with me as well. But andali natin mag-point ng finger. Yeah, yan yung kasalanan niya. Ito yung ginagawa niya. Kapal. Mali. Pero hindi natin nakikita yung sarili nating kasalanan. This is where we were. This is where we are sometimes. There's still sin in our lives that God needs to deal with. And on our own, we can't deal with it. On our own, I can't. I have to ask Him to come into my life. I have to ask Him to change me from the inside out. That light will be reflected so much in my heart that it will start to ooze out of me. That the light of God will come into my life fully. The grace of God, the love of God will fill me to the brim. The Spirit of God to come in me to the overflow that will be reflected in my life. And it will be seen by others. And He will be glorified, not me. That's the difference between light and darkness. And so when we talk about this, tingnan natin nga. Meron pa bang darkness sa buhay ko? Think about that for a moment. If there are areas of my life that I appear like I'm okay, but it's just an appearance? Is there areas of our life that we claim, oh no, I wasn't wrong in that situation? Kasi meron tayong mga business deal, di ba? Ang nasisisi mo, yung isang tao, pero yung product mo, hindi naman dumating. Or late dumating. Oh no, kasalanan nila yon. Kasalanan nung nag-deliver. Kasalanan nung tauhan ko na late dumating. Okay, laging meron tayong ibang, but own up. Own up to your own sin. Own up to your own mistakes. And this is the encouragement that John is sharing with us about who God is. In verse 7, He's encouraging us to walk into the light. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. Do we come into His presence? Do we come into the light without any sin? No. That's exactly why we need to walk in, because there is sin in our lives. And we walk into the light, that's when the cleansing happens. That's when the precious blood of Jesus would cover our sins and we can have fellowship with Him. The main thing that we were desiring, to have fellowship with one another and with God here on earth and in heaven for eternity. That's what we're trying to build towards. This is what we're trying to do. And many of us are still living in darkness in certain areas of our lives. If that's the case, we say, Lord, I'm turning away from that and I'm going to follow You. I want to walk into the light. I want to call Ian, okay, to illustrate a point for us. Okay, leave that there. You can have the blindfold. Come. Papalapakan niya si Ian. One of our new campus ministers. Okay, wait, hold on. When we're blindfolded, we're in the dark. Sometimes this is the way we live our life. Masyado mo masikip. Okay lang. Kita mo ba? Sige, ikot. Okay. Pin the tail on the donkey. There, okay? So here's Ian. Okay, and sometimes this is the way we live. We live in darkness. We don't know direction to go. Okay, hindi natin alam kung saan tayo pupunta. Hindi natin alam kung how can I get out of this place? And your goal, Ian, is to get up on the stage. Okay, that's what you're trying to do. Okay? And how can we do that when we are in darkness? Okay? And go ahead and turn off the lights. How is that possible? Okay? Mahina lang yung ilaw, but follow the light. Follow the light. Follow my voice. Follow the light. Sometimes it's the light that we need to walk into. Sometimes it's the voice of God. Okay? Just follow the light. Okay? Follow the light. Follow the light. Stop! Okay. Follow the light. Okay? Follow the light. You're just going to a few steps. Follow the light. Follow the light. Stop. Turn to your left. Yeah, that's your left. Turn on the lights. We can be in darkness. But if we follow the light, we walk into the light. Let's give Him a big hand once again. We can be in darkness. But if we follow the light of Jesus, we follow His will. Be in fellowship with one another. You know what? That's what discipleship was. You know, sometimes it's just us pointing the light and making people follow it. It's not about following you. You know, sometimes there will be situations where you need to hold them. Take the steps up. There will be times where you have to cry with them. There will be times where you just rejoice with them. But the whole time, pointing everyone to the light of God. And no matter how dark your life is, no matter what sins you've committed in your life, as you walk in the light, that's where the cleansing happens. And that's why in verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. Our God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. He would cleanse your life from all unrighteousness. Do we have no sin when we walk into the light? No, we have sin. And that's why we're walking into the light, so that we can experience His healing, experience His love, experience His forgiveness, experience His grace every single day in our lives. Now in your seats, I want you to bow down your heads. Which one are you in this picture? In what we talked about, are there still dark areas of your life? Are you in fellowship seemingly in fellowship with God's people, but still walking in darkness. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your business deals. Maybe it's your relationship with your family. Maybe there's a family that you need to leave because your family, your actual family is waiting for you. Relationships that you need to break off from because it's not the will of God in your life. Words that we speak. Actions that we make. We can find healing. We can find restoration as we walk in the light of Jesus Christ. What is that for you? Let's all stand up and pray. My prayer is that this will be a lifestyle for all of us. That every time we encounter the truth of God's word, in whatever area of life it may be, if it's not in line with your with how you're living, that we can repent. Repent and turn to God. Repent and change that direction. And believe by faith that God will help you in that area of your life. Whatever it may be, I don't know what it is. But here's the encouraging part, that walking in the light is walking with Jesus. And when Jesus is on your side, there's nothing else that you need. It is complete. He will complete us. And if there's imperfections and sin in our lives, He's there to cleanse us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, examine us today. Lord, let your light shine so brightly in our lives so that we can be honest enough and say that we are not perfect. That we can humble ourselves and say there's sin in my life. This sin and that sin of whatever it may be. Lord, I pray that you come in and heal. That you cleanse us from that impurity. That you cleanse us from that sin. That we can be righteous before your sight. We can be holy before your sight. And not just with our words, but indeed it will be seen in our deeds. Lord, I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters that this will truly be a lifestyle. This will truly change them and that they will declare even to others, Lord, the goodness and faithfulness that you've shown in all of our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in your light there is peace. In your light there is love. In your light there is healing. And if there's any darkness in our lives, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your light will overpower the darkness as it normally will. Lord, we thank you. We love you, Lord. I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters will experience you in a greater way. We love you, Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.